Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Listener, you know, it's been July in our story for like a really long time, right? The world just keeps turning and turning, but it's basically always 2182 around here. But what if it wasn't? What if it was Christmas? Or better yet, what if it was Festivus? I can already hear you asking. Or, well, I could if you were, you know, the talking type, which you're not, and that's okay, I get it, but you know what, never mind, I'm getting distracted again. What I meant to say is, I can almost hear you asking, okay, Hannah, I've heard of Christmas, but what the heck is a Festivus? And to that I'd say, it's a reference to an episode of a popular comedy show from my childhood that turned out to have some kind of problematic actors starring in it, which is an obvious yuck. But that's besides the point. Festivus is basically a non-denominational holiday where you gather around an aluminum pole, get all your grievances out, and... you know what? That doesn't actually sound that great either, does it? The 90s were kind of fun, but also a depressing time, listener. There is a point to all this rambling about the holidays, though, I promise. Stick with me. When I was a little girl, Christmas was my favorite time of year. The holidays had different names and traditions back then, depending on your family and your beliefs. Christmas is just what we called it in the Bowden household, even though we weren't really all that religious. It was like that for a lot of people, I think. Ultimately, what it was really about was spending time together and appreciating family, whether that consisted of the biological or found variety. Wait a second, Hannah. Why are you explaining Christmas to one of the people, quote-unquote, alive from a time where Christmas hasn't been strained through the wasteland's nostalgia-worshipping filter yet? Nice one, Hannah. Really great use of your time with the listener. Anyway, so, what if it was Christmas, listener? What if it was a totally Hannah Christmas? Well, I think it might go a little something like this.
Wow. Look at that. Are you kidding me with the snow right now? I'm pretty sure this is why people moved out to California in the first place. I mean, who would voluntarily deal with nature's seasonal FU snowing up your best made plans?
You know, staring out the window isn't actually going to, like, stop the snow, right? Besides, it's not all bad. It's kind of, I don't know, pretty, isn't it? There are people out there who would kill to get an old-fashioned white Christmas, Callie.
Yeah, as long as these proverbial people aren't actually out there in that storm. Because they'd be frozen. Popsicles, to Scout's fucking nightmare.
Wouldn't they be more like peepsicles?
Wow, hilarious, Hannah. Great pun, much timing.
Come on, grumpy guts. I made hot cocoa. It's no Café du Mans by any means, but it's not half bad.
No, it's just... I don't know. How are people going to get through all that to make it here? A white Christmas is great and all, but if it's between what amounts to a winter aesthetics and family, I'm going to take family every time.
I know. I feel the same, but they'll make it. And hey, if they don't, we still have Zombie Me here, right?
I guess. Wait, is she still trying to open that gift?
I wasn't actually going to acknowledge anything that's going on over there. What Christmas tree? What zombie gnawing on the presents? I mean, to be fair, if it keeps her entertained, I'm happy to let her shred away at it until Christmas comes next year. Come on, before the hot cocoa gets cold.
Ooh. Hannah, I'm home.
Holy shit, you actually made it!
Think a little snow's gonna stop me? Not a chance. Hell, I even brought Wonder Boy along for the ride, too.
Miss Callie? Miss Hannah?
Oh, Jameson! Well, look at you! What a turnaround. Let's get a look at you. Wow, Raider Goon in training transformed into this fine, upstanding young gentleman. Will wonders never cease?
Things have been... well, they... actually been pretty darn good since I started that new job with the DMRS. All thanks to you, by the way.
Ah, that's great, kid. Let's get out of the way here. Give these two some space.
Mel.
Come on, Miss Bowden. Bring it in.
Really missed you.
Me too. It's been way too long, hon.
Yeah, it really has.
Merry Festivus!
Reg, fuck's sakes. We're not doing Festivus this year, remember?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Old habits die hard.
Reggie, I could have sworn the last time I saw you...
I was older, right? I mean, I figured since this is a daydream and all, well, I might have the choice between old me and...
You know, you're really fucking this up, Reg.
God damn it. I'll just put these presents under the tree.
It really is good to see you. Both of you.
You finally got that perfect Christmas of yours. It only took, what, 150 years or so?
Yeah. Oh, but who's counting? I mean, we got here in the end, didn't we?
Suppose we did. You even got the girl. I wouldn't believe it if I weren't looking right at it. Hannah Bowden, you really knocked it out of the park. Now, can I get a second to pull my boots off?
You bet. I'll let you get settled, and I'll go ahead and check on the turkey. Oh, not gonna lie, I am so looking forward to eating like a normal person. Which is totally what I've always been doing. All this time. Nothing but forks and knives for this girl.
You okay?
Yeah, we're fine. I'm fine. Just a bit sad, you know?
Because this isn't real?
Yeah, you got me. First try.
Well, from where I'm standing, it seems pretty real right now. So I'm gonna enjoy myself. Even if myself is just a figment of your imagination. Super hot, awesome figment of your imagination, but you know, still a figment.
You're rambling.
You're one to talk. The actual queen of breathless rambling monologues.
Kelly.
Holy shit! What the hell? Who knocks like that on Christmas? I'm gonna have to kick an ass or two, aren't I?
Oh no. No, oh no. It's him.
Who?
Krampus.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hey, Krampus, or whoever you are.
Jackass.
I think you've got the wrong house.
Is that right? Seems maybe my reading comprehension slipped a peg, because I swear this wreath out here says, welcome all. I mean, it is Christmas, ain't it?
If you squint really hard, you'll see, yeah, right there between the lines, I'll help. It says no assholes allowed, especially Richter.
Mighty unfestive of you, don't you think? Besides, I'm not here to spoil your holiday. I just came to collect your unwanted burden, that's all.
Who you calling a burden? Ain't no way I'm joining up with you ever again, Mr. Richter.
Well, goddamn, is that Jameson I hear? Oh, that's the wrong burden. Oh, you can go ahead and keep that sack of shit off of yourselves. Waste a perfectly good turkey, if you ask me. No, I'm afraid I'm here for that zombie of yours. She's been a mighty naughty little brain eater this year. Seems we've got a situation that goes well beyond a lump of coal, I'm afraid.
What the hell did she do to bring Krampus around?
Well, she did kind of hate Richter.
Seems like a conflict of interest to me. Also, how could that be anything but a plus?
Right?
Oh, come on now. I know you don't want her. Admit it. For once, we're all on the same page, don't you think? She's nothing but a bother. Surely you've said it yourself. Open the door. I'll put her in the sack of mine with all the other Christmas brats. And you can continue on pretending you're a one big old happy family in there. And I'll be gone. Don't that just sound holly jolly?
I really, really hate this guy.
Yeah, me too. But doesn't he kinda have a point?
Hannah, this guy does not have a point. Or at least not any good ones.
I mean, think about it. This would be a normal Christmas if not for... Well, look at her! The literal, actual zombie in the room! We ruin everything!
I think it's supposed to be the elephant in the room, though?
Shut up, Reggie!
Shut up, Oh, gosh, dang it! I think I missed my cue on that one, didn't I?
Now look here, Hannah. Or look at her. How many years have you been upping your head for?
About 150, give or take?
Right. So, I'm gonna say that it's been about that long since you've started pretending that the two of you are separate somehow, just sharing a body.
Well, yeah. How is that pretending? That was the deal, guys. That's just zombification, right? Zombie gets the body, and I have to live in the attic.
I think I get where you're going, Mel. Hannah, I think it's about time you accepted it. You're a zombie.
What? No, you guys don't understand. I wouldn't do the things that she does. It's more like we're roommates.
Yeah, but we're still here, aren't we? In the same place, whether you would or would not voluntarily eat someone. Now, just for the sake of argument, do you think after 150 years, things might have been better or worse if you somehow managed to come to terms with who you are? Or at least with who you are now?
This has gotten pretty deep, hasn't it? Are we still doing the Christmas special?
Reggie, I swear...
He's right! This is a lot, guys. Can we just, I don't know, take a minute?
With Krampus out there, that's a hard no. Look, okay, the day we met, do you remember it? You were laying on the ground. You couldn't move, right? That hadn't ever happened before. It was like, after all this time, both parts of you had lost your purpose once the crows got shot down. There was a bunch of firsts that day, weren't there? If you look back on it, you were almost in control for a moment. Weren't you?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
No, you definitely were. You got up. You steered her. You saved me. You did, Hannah. The whole package.
Kelly, I don't want to be a zombie anymore. I just want to be normal. I want to make a turkey. I want to have a Christmas. I want to have my family over. The whole thing. I want hot cocoa in the morning. I want this. I want you.
We know, hon. But it doesn't change that you are a zombie. Or, the most absolutely wild part, that somehow who you are gets through all the hissing and biting, and we still love you for it. That sounds impossible, but that's you. And the real living version of this lady right here, she put everything on the line. For you, a zombie.
Ugh! So you're saying that the actual trash panda rolling around in a pile of torn up wrapping paper over there is just part of the overall Hannah experience now? That maybe if I start spending more time on the here and now me and less time being the watch on in denial and, let's be completely honest, constantly in shame me, you think things could actually get better?
And that we'd all still love you? Yeah. Just no biting.
Okay. 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 I trust you. I'll try to be all of me. Watch out, world. Get ready for the complete Hannah experience. Coming to a wasteland near you.
Atta girl.
All right. It's time to eat Richter again, isn't it?
Oh, you're damn right it is.
Not gonna lie, I ain't never gonna get sick of this part. I'll get the door.
Well, it's about damn time, don't you think? There's my girl. Come on. Come to Papa Krampus. Come in my big old bag here. Atta girl. Come on. What? Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Not this again.
This got weird, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Like it went from really wholesome to this.
Yeah, but I think I maybe had a bit of a Scrooge moment in there. You know, like an aha moment. Like I'm gonna wake up and things are gonna be different between us. Zombie me and, you know, me. The Hannahs, I mean.
Merry Christmas, Hannah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Welcome back, listener. I've always wanted to do a holiday special. Which, on that note, I'd like to take the opportunity to wish you and your family the happiest of holidays from both cast and crew. The year has been a hell of a ride for the show, from our live show at the Staircase to our very recent entrance into the Fable and Folly family, along with being just a great cast of shows on the network. We're excited to both support and get some much needed support for the show. That, of course, meaning you're going to get some ads and the show is going to get some much needed revenue. That, we're excited to say, guarantees a second season of the show. I'll let your minds twirl around on what that could be or the road this season's inevitably heading down. Hannah herself doesn't know how this thing's gonna end or how it could possibly be a happy ending. But we are a Hope Punk show, so any tears that we milk out of you, we promise to give you back in smiles and maybe a chuckle or two. Thank you for doing your part in making our little show a success. I'm just gonna shut my face and let this roll into the standard outro.
An Apocalypse is written and produced by Red Fathom Entertainment and is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode is brought to you by the talents of our wonderful cast and crew, all of which can be found in the show notes as well as our official webpage by typing redfathom.com/hanapocalypse into your browser. We'd love it if you stop by and fix us up with a follow on social media. The music featured in our outro and throughout the series has been provided by Velvet Moon and Argle Bargle Studios. You can find us in the wasteland that is Twitter as @hanapoctical, Instagram as redfathom, and the new frontier that is blue sky as @redfathom.bsky.social. If you like what you hear so far and would like to support the show as well as other future productions like it, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/redfathom. Patreon is, of course, a service that allows you to pitch us a couple of bucks on a monthly basis in exchange for some extra material and content. This includes ad-free early releases, behind-the-scenes info on all Red Fathom projects, and even a semi-monthly lore show where we deep dive into some world-building stuff. Every dollar goes to paying our talent and improving the show, helping us bring stories like this one out of post-apocalyptia and straight into your earholes. Enough of that, though. Until next time, listener.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So now what am I supposed to believe? Is any of this for real?
Well, it looks to me like you're trying to hide.
Yeah, my mom always said, don't trust anybody.
Maybe they'd want to know where you're hiding out tonight. Did
you get started? Thank you for returning my license, Joseph.
That ding-dang detector pulled you.
But she was married, you know.
Stop being a little prick.
Do you have your doubts?
All right, kids. Say goodbye to Uncle Joseph.
I'll handle it.
Whoa, there, buddy.
Just saying how sorry we are to hear about your parents.
Why is she talking about you having a mustache?
You want to take a walk.
Three complete seasons of Dirt, an audio drama, are now available to binge wherever you listen to podcasts or at dirtaudiodrama.com.